We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 4, Mishnah 10, and Maseches Irvin. The Mishnah says as follows, Misha Yatzal Lelich B'Yir Shema Arvin Ba. Let's say a person set out from his house on Friday, right, and he was going to put an Erev at a spot for himself and the other people of a city. And the idea was that they'd be able to travel on Shabbos to a nearby city. In order to do so, they need to make an Erev. In other words, you have another city that's less than 4,000 amos away from the city. So very simply, you put an Erev in the middle, and then you can walk the entire 4,000 amos, but will then land you in the other city. So therefore, the two cities can walk between each other, it would seem. Or at least this one city can walk to the next city. But before he ended up reaching that spot where he made to put the Erev down, his friend ended up convincing him to go back. Why did he have to go back? Because maybe it was so hot or so cold. They said, just, it's not safe to be outside, so go back, so don't put the Erev. Says the Mishnah, humutar leilich, he is allowed to go on Shabbos to the other city. Why? Because at the end of the day, since he started out, on this journey on Friday, he is considered what we call like like someone who is traveling. And therefore, this person has the right to establish a spot as his Shabbos residence. And so, since he intended on putting the Erev in this spot, and he still plans to go to the next town on Shabbos, it's basically as if he explicitly established this spot as a Shabbos residence, and it's okay that no food was placed there. Like we say for a traveler, that's okay. And therefore, as Tchum, it's going to be measured from there, and then you have a kosher Erev for this guy. The Chol B'nei Ha'ir Asurin. However, for everyone in the city, everyone else is going to be forbidden. They can't travel to the other city because they have no Erev, because they have the right. They were sitting at homes with bread. They could have gone out and made the Erev. Since they didn't, no one else can travel except for this guy. So it seems like it doesn't really help them in the end. Dibrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Shu Yachol La'ariv Velo Erev Harei Zeh Chamar Gamo. Anyone who ends up going back to their house and is not able to make an Erev with the food, but basically instead designated some spot on the road as the Shabbos residence, as we see, as this case seems to have just been, this guy failed to set up the Erev, and therefore he's like a person who's driving a donkey and a camel. We had this phrase before, and what that means is basically stuck between a rock and a hard place. He has to assume that there's a suffix if it worked or not, so therefore he can only walk between his house and the Erev. And not any further, he could walk the full 2,000 amos, in other words, from his house in that direction, but he can't walk in any other direction at all because he have to assume the chumras of all sides. So therefore, he's confined to this area in between the two. Mishnah Yud Aleph, the final Mishnah of the Perek, says as follows, Misha Yatza Chutz Latzchum Afilu Ama Achas Leyukanes. We've spoken about the halacha about someone who leaves their tzchum in general, someone who finds themselves out of the tzchum, and we said this person normally has dalet amos that he can walk. He can't walk 2,000 amos, but he has dalet amos. So let's say Misha Yatza Chutz Latzchum, someone who left tzchum Atfilu Ama Achas. Let's say he walked one ama out, still lo yikanes. You'd say, oh, wait a second, he has four amos to walk in, so he left only one ama, so therefore he has three amos overlapping with the tzchum, so he should be able to go back. But says the Mishnah, no, he cannot go back, even though he has three overlapping amos. Rabbi Eliezer says that no, as long as he basically still has access to this tzchum, we say that it's like he never left it, and so therefore, what is it end up being for Rabbi Eliezer? Shtayim Yikanes. If he's within 2,000 amos, sorry, if he's within two amos of the tchum, he can go back inside. Shalosh lo Yikanes. But if he went three amos out of the tchum, he cannot go back into it since he no longer is considered to have access to it because he only has two amos in each direction. Right? This is according to the opinion that he only has four amos squared and not eight amos squared. Okay. Let's say someone who was traveling was all of a sudden darkness overcame, meaning what happened? Shabbos started. So this guy was traveling and Shabbos began when he was still outside the tchum, and it seems like the case we're talking about over here is when he just did not establish an Erev. It just became Shabbos. All of a sudden he's like, oh shoot, I didn't make an Erev and now I'm outside of the tzchum. So says the Mishnah, so even if he has afilu am achas, even if he has only one ama outside of it, meaning he's 2,001 amos away from the city, he is not considered within the tzchum of the city, and therefore he's not in the In the tchum, and therefore he's not like he's in the tchum of the city, and therefore basically he can walk 2,000 amos in every direction on Shabbos like a regular case, but that means he will never be able to enter the city because he's 2,001 amos away. He can never walk that extra amma. Lo yikanes there, so therefore he cannot enter the city, which is more than 2,000 amos away. Rabbi Shimon Omer, but Rabbi Shimon says afilu chamesh esrei amos yikanes, even if he was 15 amos away from where that, like evidently they used to have markers where the marker was that defined the tchum of the city, he can still enter the city. Why? Because the people who end up measuring the city in general, they when they measure the tchum, they're not super precise with the tchum measurement. They don't exactly put the marker exactly 2,000 amos away because people are likely to make a mistake, right? So in other words, we don't want someone to find themselves in the case where they just walk past the marker until they turn around 5 amos later. They're like, oh shoot, I walked past the marker. So we always set it at like 15 amos before where it actually is. So we always set it at like 1,985 amos from the city. So therefore, if someone who is within 15 amos of the tchum marker, that actually means that he's within 2,000 amos, so therefore he is allowed to walk into the city. So in other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, a person has 15 amos, not because you're allowed to walk not because you're allowed to be within 2,015 amos from the city, but rather because of the fact that we assume that all the markers are not 2,000 amos. In a case seemingly where you are 2,015 amos away, Rabbi Shimon still would agree that a person would not be able to walk in the city. And it seems like he would be just as machmir as the previous opinion that says if you're 2,001 amos, you also would not be allowed in. And again, it's only because of the specific case that we assume that all markers are not 2,000 amos away. They're less, and therefore, since he's 15 amos away from the marker, we can assume he's still in the tchum, he's actually in the 2,000 amos, and therefore he's allowed to walk into the city because he's considered to have acquired this tchum. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph and to Perek Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Hey, but for now we'll stop right here.